B-Pod Studios.
Comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
Get those nerds!
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 You're listening to Nerd Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of Nerd Radio. My name is Chuck Bean.
It's an edition.
Listen, let me get through the intro,
It's a different edition.
What's wrong? You offended by the term special, Al? You prefer the other word we were using for it? Back in the day, you want to take that word back? I think special is a perfectly good word to use to describe this.
You know what? When you give it that context, James, yeah.
What do you got against the word? What do you have against the special?
It's an extra special edition of Nerd Radio.
All right. So my name is Chuck Bean. I'm joined by Al Beck and James, as always. And we wanted to give you at home a sneeze. Nope, not there yet.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Yep.
We wanted to give you guys something a little bit special for the holiday season. Now, most of this episode is going to be taken up with parts of conversation that do not go together. And the reason for that is because of how we record this show.
Yeah.
I'm going to sneeze eventually. God damn it.
Yeah.
Somebody give this man a Claritin.
There it is.
Thank God.
Need some Flonase.
All right, so when we record this show, there are bits of conversation, like when we would check the mics.
Yeah.
So we would just talk about whatever for about 5 minutes or something like that. And then also with the way we record the show, we'll cut between segments and, you know, continue to talk to the people that are on the Twitch stream. Those things never make the actual podcast. However, I do keep some of the ones that I think are funny.
It's, you know, some people are familiar with it. Maybe if they stick around to the end of a show, they hear a clip from that week.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
You call them end tags.
Yes.
You know,
and I wish I could remember specifically where I stole that concept from. But I remember thinking that, like, that's kind of fun where you take like an outtake and you stick it at the end. It's almost like,
it's like a blooper reel.
Yeah.
Almost.
Like Jackie Chan movies or something like that, or a blooper reel.
Wow. You're setting some really high standards because I'm saying Jackie Chan blooper reels. My God, have you seen those? Those are phenomenal.
Well,
close.
None of us broke an ankle or a leg doing the.
And none of us climbed up a wall without a rope.
That's true.
Did a backflip. Speak for yourself.
All right, I want to see you. I want to see you do this now, Al. I want to see Al outside. I want him climb up this wall.
Yeah, right.
Climb up the wall and then peek into the sales department meeting.
Call an ambulance right now.
But this particular episode is going to be a bunch of those. So it's essentially the episode is one huge blooper reel. So you may be really into it. You may not be really into it. And if you're not, then that's fine.
Yes.
We understand.
Yeah.
We'll be back
in 2020 with a fresh episode.
And remember, like, what you pay for.
Yep.
Right. But we did want to let you guys know ahead of time what was coming. But we're wrapping up 2019. And I definitely want to talk to you guys about what were some of your highlights when it comes to 2019. I know I loved the new X-Men comics. I talked about those quite frequently.
Yeah.
2019 is the we got to see what were the Marvel movies this year? Was Endgame this year?
Endgame was
I think it was in May.
Yeah,
right?
Captain Marvel and Endgame was this year. And those were
Spider-Man too.
Was
Captain Marvel may have been the end of last year.
Captain Marvel was in, I think, February. Endgame was in May-ish. And then
I know Endgame for sure was in May. And Captain Marvel, I think, was a month before that. So end of March, early April.
Was it that close? I know we had the Spider-Man, whatever.
The Spider-Verse.
We had at least two, maybe a third Marvel movie.
Yeah, I think Homecoming might have been this year.
Yeah, it was in the summer.
Yeah.
So we got some, like, fantastic Marvel movies, and we got a new Star Wars movie. Which is great, too. You got Endgame and a new Star Wars movie in the same year? Can't complain about that, man.
Mm. Joker, man. Joker was a big highlight as far as movies go for me. I know James doesn't seen it yet. As soon as that Blu-ray comes out, man, I'm buying it, and I'm going to bring it in for you.
I was going to say, it's right around the corner.
I'll do my best to watch it. So.
Do your best.
I just returned two comics to Al that I borrowed probably around the time Captain Marvel
Crossed and the Boys,
out,
yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
Which is all right. Yeah, he basically did what I did with the Ghostbusters movie for you, Chuck.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know if I'm going to get to this.
Dude, I sat on them and sat on them, and then we moved. They got packed up, and I was like, holy crap, what happened to Al's comics? And then I had to dig out some...
Reading two trade paperbacks versus seeing a movie is a little different. I think you'll probably get to Joker.
We'll see. But probably. I know my fiance wants to see it, so if I were to get it from you, I know she'd
like,
let's watch it.
She hasn't seen it either?
I mean, no, we would go together, but I've realized, like, for me, the Joker, I like the Joker when he's either getting his ass kicked by Batman,
right,
or he's banging Harley Quinn. So if none of those two elements are in the movie, why am I here?
Yeah,
why am I here?
I can see that. Yeah, but on the movie side, we got quite a few things. Like I said, comic book wise, X-Men was a huge deal this year. As far as video games go, everything I was playing didn't come out this year.
Yeah, so. I was all prepared to talk up Red Dead Redemption 2, and then I realized, like, as we were doing the segment earlier, like, oh wait, that was last year, wasn't it?
Right, but see, that's the thing. I got around.
Has it been that long?
I think it was October of 18.
It was October, November of last year that it came out. But you finally got around to it in the same way that I got around to playing Spider-Man, which was last year's big game, and that's fairly cool.
Yeah,
crazy man, time flies.
Yeah. I know.
I didn't realize. I thought Red Dead Redemption was earlier in the year. I didn't realize.
Yeah,
it was last
fall.
Yeah,
like when we were originally we were gonna all right, come up with your top video game, movie, and TV show of the year for this segment. And I was like, oh, easy, Red Dead Redemption 2 and Joker. Like, I'm almost there. And then it hit me. I'm like, no, that was last year. But I played it, like you said, this year. But I don't know. I mean, I guess, and now that I really think about it, I think the only game I've played at all is the goddamn Star Wars Fallen Order. And I've only played that for about 20 minutes. Oh, my God.
Well, it's okay. James played a lot of Realm Royale this year.
Yeah, that's really all I played is Realm Royale. It's the game I've actually been dedicated to keep playing and buying battle passes to.
Yep.
I bought Outer Worlds, and there's too much reading, so it's kind of a put off. There's so many little finite little details in the game that I just don't really care about, so I haven't put a lot of effort into that. But, I've been bad in terms of video games. I'm trying to think of other games that I played. WWE 2K20, which was a total letdown, a waste of cash.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Jen, and Nate was right. 2K19, it's decent. It's a decent freaking WWE game.
It's actually playable.
Yeah, oh for sure. Yeah, it's got a neat there's a story mode that centers around Daniel Bryan's career.
Oh,
which is
cool.
Kind of fun to see. It's got like him sitting in a chair and like talking up each particular match before you play it.
One thing I do think is cool about 2019 in terms of games was this is the first year I played the PlayStation VR. I bought that.
That's true.
Yeah, to experience that, and I thought that was, dude. I for a week I was hanging out with Rick in Rick's garage as his little bitch to do his chores in his garage, and I thought that was the funnest time I've had.
Yeah, I didn't think about that because I got my VR headset this year as well, and
so it might have been out for a while, but it's my first experience with it.
Yeah,
I want to play more.
Yeah, I'll give that to you because I had already had the Bridge Crew, the Star Trek game.
Yeah.
Before I got the VR, but man, it gave it a whole new.
It's even cooler.
Yeah, I was gonna say a whole new depth, but really, it does. It gives you depth.
Yeah, pun intended.
Yeah,
have you seen that one of the creators, Rick and Morty, has another game called Trevor Saves the Universe,
and it's a VR. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I thought about getting it. So my whole deal now is I just moved into a new house, so I have a room dedicated just to streaming and playing games. But I have to get some help knocking some walls down and putting new walls up so I can paint it. Decorate it and actually move into that room. So I haven't got my VR set up yet.
Right.
But once that happens, I'll be hanging out in virtual reality land all the time.
You'll be playing tons and tons of Beat Saber.
Yeah, oh, dude, yes. I'm gonna be a boom, boom, boom.
I have a feeling I'll be getting that for my nephew. I'm sure I'll have him.
They just I forgot to mention it in the previous episode, but they just during the Video Game Awards, Green Day performed there, and then they added a bunch of Green Day songs to Beat Saber.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah, 2019 was a fantastic year, especially for Nerd Radio, getting to move into the Checkpoint XP studios is a lot of fun, getting to record some video for you guys. Now you can see that we have faces for radio.
Sometimes.
And Chuck has sneezes for radio.
I do. A lot of sneezes.
So many sneezes.
So many sneezes. But with it being the holidays, we wanted to thank you guys at home for listening to us. However you you download us and listen to us, we look forward to giving you more shows coming into 2020.
Yeah. So no podcast next week.
Right.
We're doing this one for this week with the with all the end tags put together.
Yep.
We're going to be off next week completely, except for the Rift 2 broadcast. We're going to re-air some interviews?
Yes. Yeah, some of the interviews that do, make the podcast but do not make the broadcast show will be part of that particular thing. And then we'll be back in January.
Yeah, 2 weeks without Twitch streams. However, we didn't actually finally get kicked out.
Right.
Yeah. What would it be? The 8th? January 8th, I believe, we'll be back on Twitch.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
And they're talking about doing some big, cool things in the next year with the Twitch stream. So
and you know what? Even if they did kick us out, there will be another podcast coming early.
Oh, for sure.
You know, yeah, we are definitely
we recorded
back.
In a closet once before. We'll do it again if we have to.
And don't forget about the Family Feud.
Yeah,
tournament match. We got to
put together a Family Feud with the Sound of where we're gonna whoop them.
Yeah,
they got nothing.
Dude, I'm good at Family Feud. So
are you really? You got some.
I don't think this is actually a skill to Family Feud. Well, it's just knowing like what's popular within.
Yeah,
that category.
Right. Well, here's the thing, though. I am going to be a disaster. I am going to let you guys down because. When I'm put on the spot, I can think of nothing.
Yeah, but see, that's where we've got an advantage because neither can Ann Carlini.
Well, that's true. Yeah, me and Ann. Well, yeah, we're the oldest of the bunch. No, it's going to be a disaster because when Steve came in on the last episode and challenged us, he used the example of, you know, Marvel character. And all I can think is like, oh, Flash? Aquaman? Oh, my God! Who's in Marvel? You know, when you put me on the spot.
I don't know that I should do this game show now. Oh, my God. If he gets spanked by Ann, Rev, and Steve Black.
You're going to be very angry with Al.
Yes.
You're going to be like, I had my A-game, man.
Oh, my God. No, we are. Whew.
Unless you think I scream obscenities during my Twitch streams on Friday. Wait till you see me yell at Al.
Listen, if there's a MASH category, I got this.
Right.
All right.
All right.
You think they're going to walk around the building? We asked 100 Riff listeners who their favorite MASH character was.
I hope so. It would delight me to no end.
The station listeners would be like, MASH potatoes?
Right. Don't
crush my
like MASH
dreams.
Potatoes.
There are more MASH fans out there than you think.
Every
time it comes up on this podcast, or certainly on the morning show, I get endless GIFs and memes, and I love it.
It's true.
I love it. Even when it's the same GIF I got 14 other times, it still delights me.
Well, I don't think there's many out there, so.
It's the same three or four people.
Yeah.
Just using different usernames.
Yeah.
Well, or they're all Al just tweeting himself.
Oh,
see, guys, MASH is popular. Look.
See? Look at all these different usernames.
From username not Al Beck.
Right.
And could be Al Beck and absolutely not Al Beck.
That's right. You know? The last thing anyone would suspect.
Completely unrelated to Al Beck.
Yeah.
Never heard of Al Beck. I'm like, Al, all these Twitter handles reference you. I think I'm onto something here.
All right. Well, before we leave you guys to our greatest hits of 2019 that didn't quite make the show,
I'm back to the word special. They're special hits.
I got you guys some Christmas presents. I brought in some presents.
Oh, dude, I hope you didn't really get me a present.
I did.
On the hook.
No, don't worry about it.
Holy crap, Maximum Carnage.
So, James, I got you. I couldn't find the red cartridge.
Maximum Carnage for the Sega Genesis. I just need a Sega
but
Genesis.
I got you, yeah, I got you Maximum Carnage so someday you can get yourself a Sega Genesis and return
to
Maximum
Carnage.
That's so
thoughtful of you.
And Al, along the same lines, here you go.
Your headphones, my God!
3DO, 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 3DO.
It's a 3DO game. What the fuck? How did you
Oh my God, what the hell kind of a case is that?
It's a game to play on your 3DO.
Which is... currently in the garbage, but this is
you
this
can
is
fish it back out.
It
and dust
is going
it off.
To be a. It will be a display piece. This will do more good just hanging up on a shelf than it would have in the system.
In the 3DO.
Do you know how much Al's gonna have to spend to buy a 3DO system now? They're so rare and lost. You have to go to like some
oh
video
my
game
God.
Antique shop.
See,
well, thank you. That's very
you're
generous.
You're very welcome. See,
Scramble Cobra.
Yeah, what is it saying? It's the ride of your life or something like that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, come on. It's got to be a good game.
The Gunship Ride of Your Life.
Right, it's the Gunship Ride of Your Life, dude.
3D combat in a virtual battlefield. Scramble Cobra. For the Panasonic 3DO and your toilet.
See, wow. I knew when I gave you Maximum Carnage, James, that you would be it would warm your heart. Your heart would grow three sizes, much like the Grinch. Whereas with Al's gift, I just wanted to kind of stick the dagger in a little bit harder.
Yeah, I get it.
Especially because I had made up my mind it was impossible to find another 3DO game, and you've done
it. Yeah, no, it's not impossible.
It's rated for kids to adults for animated violence.
All right. Happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for listening to Nerd Radio. Stay tuned for some just garbage. And we'll talk to you guys in 2020.
In your attack helicopter, fly various missions against enemy targets.
I know they, no, they sell it real well.
I know, they do. This game sounds great. I wish I could play it.
It's the game you wish you bought when you were a child and got swindled into that that Panasonic video.
It's way better than the goddamn Brad Taylor soccer game that my brother bought for me.
I just can't believe Maximum Carnage made it into the Genesis classic.
Yeah.
Because it's got the red and the dark right. red and the red. Means so it's a classic game.
It's that was like when they changed over the logo and decided to put it over there instead of having the black with the lines on it.
Crazy. Never thought I'd see this game ever again.
There you go.
Only sorry. Only your wits and weapons stand between victory and defeat.
Isn't that most games?
Yes, I was going to say.
What's in your weapons?
Oh, my God.
That's a very generic statement.
That's hilarious, though. No. Absolutely hysterical. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, I was at one of the video game resale stores, and I'm like, there's got to be... I went to two or three of them before.
We don't have
any
wrap, so I stopped recording?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh, okay. we're done?
We're done. I thought we were still... I was like...
I think we should... all that needs to stay in, so let's officially say, here's the clips... And we'll see you in 2020. Yeah.
Merry
All
Christmas,
right.
Happy holidays, whatever you celebrate. Have a good time.
Yes. Hope you had a good Christmas at this point when this thing gets posted. And Happy New Year.
Stay warm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Tara Platt.
And Yuri Lowenthal.
And you're listening
to Nerd Radio.
Feeling the pressure.
Uh-oh. We'll be putting
we're under review right now.
Yeah, right. This is going to last for 2 weeks, and they're going to be like, yes, you guys didn't quite work out, but thanks for trying.
Viewership dipped.
Yeah, we actually do damage. To the channel.
My uterus has been killing me. I'm over it. I hate lady things. You're so lucky with your penises and no. Ugh.
I really hope you're recording that.
Oh, yeah. No, I got that.
There we go.
I got that. I don't know if it's useful at all, but I got it.
Good. You
got
to put it at the beginning of some cold open.
I always enjoy doing this, but I had fun last week.
Yeah.
I have to agree. I had fun, too, because I remember coming home, walking up the driveway, and I was like, that was a...
Yeah,
well,
kind of
time recording that podcast today.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck we did.
Oh, wait. Last time I made the pedophile jokes.
You did? Oh, no. We talked about the golden butthole.
Conversation after the show. I'm going to be like, hey, the pedophile jokes were cool, right? I just want to make sure because you guys were kind of weird when I made the pedophile joke.
Oh, no. The show's just going to degrade into just butthole jokes now. Just forever.
People really like it. We get more downloads when we make butthole jokes.
Talk about buttholes.
Oh.
The secret to my success.
Yeah. Direct your attention over here and just do the opposite of what you see.
Oh, I'm in amazement already. I'm taking this all in. It's a thing now.
He's going to be here every week, right?
You just completely derailed me.
Wandering around in a fugue state out there.
Wolverine knows how to F.
Dude, I'm not joking. I guarantee you he does. Look at that guy. That pent up anger.
He has to. Look at it. He doesn't, I don't know. He doesn't, You see Hugh Jackman with his shirt off. He looks like a lot, but...
Yeah. No, Danny DeVito as Wolverine, he probably doesn't F as much. He takes what he can get,
That's the thing. Just because the actor changes doesn't mean the character does. Danny DeVito Wolverine still gets the ladies.
That made me think of Silicon Valley, too, though. This guy...
What?
That's probably where I got it from. So.
I just know that line was from something I don't know. I don't remember.
But I'm like the functioning alcoholic of somebody with video game disease.
Dude, I got my first solo victory that I actually earned in Realm Royale yesterday.
Was that the tweet I saw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My adrenaline rush was
indescribable.
I'm
sure.
I couldn't
even tell you how great it felt. It was like the first time I killed somebody in PUBG.
Yeah.
I was like, this is why people are addicted to video games.
Yeah, you're going to be chasing that dragon.
Yeah. Luckily, I'm such a nerd, I need to record this video clip to put on the internet so show people that I can actually win in the game.
Right.
I'm not going to start a new match.
Right.
I've got to figure out how to use the upload studio on the Xbox to edit a clip.
That's another one of those things I love on the Switch is it's got the button right over here. Mm-hmm. That I just hold it, and it takes the last minute as a video.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, like, if I were to ever get first place in Tetris 99, you damn well post that video.
You have to.
It's never happening again.
Yes, you have to do that. You have to, just for the sake of history. Just for the sake of your gaming status, you have to take those moments and brag about it on the internet.
Exactly.
I think when Call of Duty World at War was the newest Call of Duty, I played it online with. I'm always terrible at those games.
Right.
But there was one game that for somehow, some way.
One match you were just on fire.
Dude, I had like 27 kills, no deaths.
Wow.
I mean, I cleaned up, and I was obviously in that particular match the top guy in the thing.
You're like Neo in the Matrix.
Yeah. Right. And then the next match, I think I was like second from last.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to, in Xbox, like in the gamer tag, you could have like a little saying or something in your thing.
Yeah.
My saying used to always be, if I'm the first person, if I'm first place on your team, that's why we lost.
Yeah.
I should never be the top player on your team.
Yeah. Wonder why they got rid of those quotes. I miss those.
Probably remember that. People probably put dirty stuff in there.
Oh yeah, I don't remember what I wrote, but it was
people probably putting URLs to child porn or some garbage.
Dude, I might have had a link to lemonparty.org.
Oh, see, it's your fault.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I'm ruined it. Naked old men doing dirty things is my fault.
Ruined it for everybody.
This week on Nerd Radio.
Thank you, Jefferson. Thank you.
A confession from Jefferson.
You know what? Thank you both, because not only have we had a shortage of end tags in the last
now we got like three in a row.
However, I'm running on about 3 hours of sleep and have a long day ahead of me, so
the first of three podcasts that Chuck and I have to do today.
It is. I was going to talk to you about that, too.
I think I got 2 weeks left. So.
All right. Well, let's get this week underway. Where do you guys want to start before we actually officially start the show?
Well, I think that Al's shirt looks very great, and I think you look very good today.
Al, where would you like to start on the sheet? on the subject matter, do you have any preference?
Did your mom dress you there? Or
It's the same exact shirt I wear every single day.
That's true.
It's a different version of the same shirt.
Yeah. Huh.
I gave up, dude. I gave up trying to figure out what to wear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then,
Outback is not a fashion horse.
No. And it's just like, it's another plain black t-shirt. Plain black t-shirt.
It's simple enough, you know?
It's simple. It's crazy.
Jefferson, what are you doing? What was that? Put it back. You deleted stuff.
It was a joke I already did, so.
No, you deleted stuff. It was...
I saw my name, and I didn't see any of the other words.
Oh, no,
that was the joke I literally just did.
Yeah.
All right. It was like, Al enters the room.
Oh, okay.
Jefferson compliments his shirt. He then proceeds to say, did your mother dress you?
That's officially part of the show now, because you wrote it down on the run
That's
sheet.
That's right. Oh, and then, now I deleted
what
it.
What have I done?
And then deleted it.
Yeah. It's not important anymore. It's now no longer mission critical.
Well, the organization of Nerd Radio on the shared document begins and ends on the first
on
of
the
August.
First, yeah, this is the very first opportunity here.
No, honestly, I think it's a really good idea.
No, I do too, actually.
That.
Like a burp.
No, that was, I'm fat and I reached across the table. That was a noise of distress.
The sounds of a fat man reaching across the table. And a fat man in his natural habitat. Reaching across the table.
Yeah.
Nerd Radio, National Geographic's exclusive.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night.
We observe the nerd of the species.
Tomorrow night, fat man defecates in his natural habitat.
Yeah, I don't know how much.
His gamer chair.
Yeah. Oh.
That's not the natural habitat.
Don't you dare defecate in one of these chairs.
Oh, and it would make such a mess.
Don't you dare.
I'm sitting on a spaghetti strainer.
Actually. Yeah, it'd be like the Play-Doh hair maker, you know? Yeah. Time to make the spaghetti.
It's a mesh chair.
My spaghetti's brown.
The checkpoint guys would be so pissed.
Hey, that's the way to go.
They're not the only ones.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe we should defecate in the chairs. Like, we got to get rid of these. I'll take them. We'll take them in our studio downstairs.
You'll take the poop chairs.
Yeah, we'll take the poop chairs.
Yeah, I'll just hose it right off.
Yeah, the joke will be on us though when they switch them.
That's
awful.
I feel like you guys are playing a game of dare. It's like, how many awful things can we talk about before they're like, yeah, we're good.
Oh, Christ. Well, we burned all that material. Let's start a new segment.
Poop chair.
Gross.
Oh, I'm glad the internet got that, though.
Man. This might actually be a good little clip to pull for our video recaps
yeah.
every week.
Yeah, because it's not
a part of the podcast. What? Yeah. Hear about what we really talked about before yeah. and after the poop chair.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to make... Yeah. Gonna have to make two run sheets now. Here's the stuff we're gonna talk about for the podcast, but you guys gotta fill in stuff for the in between.
Yeah. Nerd radio. Entertainment only when the mics are off.
Yeah. It's been like that the whole time. Now it's just captured by somebody else.
Yes, it is.
For the best in between segment banter, nerd radio.
You know you want nerd radio.
Yes. This segment has been deemed too stupid for the internet. Delete.
That could be like a Christmas. What'd you get for Christmas?
Yeah, you didn't get
a... How about a Louis Vuitton League of Legends cross trainer?
You didn't get a $4,000 set of shoes.
Yeah. You didn't get those shoes. You suck.
Make you...
No one loves you.
You'll never be good at video games without these shoes.
Man, I feel like I'm right at home.
Can't believe Wizards of the West Coast took you for all that cash.
All right. To be fair, I didn't spend actual cash. This is in-game currency.
In-game currency.
I grind for every week when I just play games.
Essentially telling him, you ain't special. You ain't shit.
It tells me that every day.
It's not what's in my heart. Maybe a little bit.
All right, so I drank.
And here I brought these dessert things for you.
Oh, don't even act like you're not going to just eat them while we're doing Nerd Radio. Like you ain't done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to SmackDown last night and drank, so I am not firing on all cylinders.
Today. Oh, okay.
So just bear with me, guys. You may have to do a little bit of the heavy lifting. Where do you want to start this week?
I'll just pull up our nifty little document here.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now.
Doesn't look like we have even got a whole lot to work with.
No, not much. Not much.
I've got more.
Oh, do you?
Well, okay, maybe cool. You should add it to the run sheet.
Oh, my gosh. I actually don't know. Is it the same document?
Yeah. It is,
yeah. Ryan?
Yeah. We just went over this, Chuck and I, last week, that I didn't realize it was the same document, too. Like, I didn't get a new email, so I was like, oh, well, I guess maybe we're done with that.
I don't make a fuss.
That's what I thought, too.
A three-week run was pretty good, though, considering.
Well, because you know what you need to do.
Oh, more work? Sure. Great.
Yeah.
Pile it on, Jefferson. What?
Okay. Look at your screen right now.
I'm looking at it.
This is what you had to do.
Yep. Oh, change the date?
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is you didn't add in because the date was the same.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was like, is this the current one?
That's some bullshit.
Well, he doesn't have headphones on. That's so...
Like, it sounded like...
The microphone like made a noise?
Yeah, made a noise. Like, some sort of demon beast in my microphone.
Microphone demon beast speaker. Oh man, it's too bad we weren't rolling tape because that would have been a great title. Microphone demon beast.
Microphone demon beast. I don't know. I just hit it, so I may have gotten microphone demon beast. We'll have to find out.
Hello, is this thing on?
Sorry. It's fine.
I will bring them to you on next week, because next time we're at the comic store is Friday.
And that is fine. I'm so far behind. All the catch up work I've done. I fell right back behind again. I cannot fucking win.
I know you said catch-up work is then catching up on your couch, but the way you said it, catch-up work, made me think of, like, working with ketchup like an artist works with ketchup. Your catch-up work is inspiring, sir.
Well, I'm a fatty.
I love me some ketchup, man. It's nothing to do with being fat. I love me some ketchup. No, maybe that's why I'm catching up on you. Well, the show's over now.
Yep.
It's not going to get any better than that, folks.
And we are just about to post on the Alt-92.9 website.
Woohoo! They're going to love us.
So much for that.
They're going to love us in Boston.
Yes.
I've been recording this whole time. None of this is usable for an intake.
None
of this is funny. Damn it.
Oh, now that right there, that's an end tag. None of this is funny.
None of this is funny.
Nerd radio.
None of this is funny.
Yeah.
It makes us laugh.
Nerd radio. We tried to warn you.
We tried, yeah. Exactly. That wasn't funny at all.
That's a great cold opening, though.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hi, it's Brian Baumgartner. I played Kevin in The Office, and you're listening to Nerd Radio.
It's humid as hell outside, and it's 90 degrees. I'm like, yeah, I don't want to go outside.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather go outside when it's snowing and cold.
Oh, same here. Yeah. Put me in the AC, man. I'm like a perishable food item. You got to keep me in the refrigerator.
I'm like a perishable food item.
I
like that.
I just don't know. I'm unsure of what my expiration date is, but yeah. you gotta keep me on ice, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a frosty beverage.
Was it like that when you were in, Arizona?
Oh, dude, yeah. Well, in Arizona, it's like
it's a drier
the humidity's
heat.
Not there. Yeah, I know.
Right.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah, but
it's hot as a mother.
It's still hot
as a mother.
Yeah,
but
it's
you know
hot
what?
As balls.
It's tolerable. You hop in a pool, you go from a pool to the AC,
yep.
You're fine.
Right.
But like, if you stand out in the sun, you're going to cook, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to burn up.
Just over here.
I never hit anything as high as like 130. I think like 109, 110 was like the max I ever dealt with, but.
This is going to be the end tag specifically for that meteorologist demographic that we get that feel unrepresented during Nerd Radio.
Yeah, I mean, if you were to compare Michigan to Arizona, Michigan is like a wet sweat sock, like in a gym compared to like a dry sweat sock.
Right. So both of them still stink.
Yeah. But they both smell. Yeah, they both stink.
All right. You ready to do this thing?
Nope, but let's do it anyway.
Excellent.
You know what else is off the cuff?
What's that?
My freaking sleeves.
Ah! That was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying.
That was real bad. No.
Not trying hard. I mean,
don't,
just trying.
Just don't try. Just don't try.
As okay, Yoda said. I guess there goes my show.
Oh, there's a new tagline for the show, though.
Just don't try.
No, it was not trying hard, just trying.
Just
Nerd Radio.
All right, we're back with some I'm doing that one again. That was a
come on,
blown take.
Podcast.
Jesus.
Oh. I had a policy. If I can't say it on the air, I'm not going to play it. So, even though it's actually a decent song, I never played Cannibal Corpse.
What?
Because I couldn't say the title.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Go fuck yourself. If you going to make a song.
Can't play that song either.
But
I'm sure Cannibal Corpse's feelings were really hurt.
I'm sure they were,
I won't play my song.
So I open up the mail one day and I pull out a CD and the band is called the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza and I threw it right in the garbage.
Oh my God, why would you use that thing?
So stupid.
It might have been amazing.
The Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. I don't remember what they sounded like though, but I know I've listened to them before.
They're like hardcore.
Yeah, because you see that name, you're like, I gotta know.
Yeah,
I gotta know what's going on.
Like that.
Well, you get the ones too where like the font is so fucked up that you gotta look at the copyright. And the same thing. You don't want me to even know what you're called. Fuck off.
Yeah, whoever designed those heavy metal fonts where you cannot tell what the letter is.
Yeah, like, it just looks like splatter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty surly by the end of
my
run on that
show. I remember you were. I would fill in for you. I'm like, no, it was great. I had a good time. And you're like,
yeah.
You know what's funny is I said that it's all repetition, yet we've been doing repetition on this show for so long.
I have accomplished nothing.
Proven nothing.
Oh, fuck. This show's always broken. I love it. I love how broken it is.
Yeah, it's like a car that the wheels work, but not very well.
Yeah.
They kind of do one of these while they're rotating.
Yeah. And separate drivetrains going in forward and reverse at the same time.
Right.
Stop smoking weed so much.
Nah.
Just cut back a little bit.
Or more.
Murder hobo. I'm just picturing like a knapsack. He's got a knapsack the size like body parts of his latest victim. And it's not like traditional body parts like ears and stuff. It's like, I got a nipple.
There's some intestines hanging off the knapsack. Kind of the stick.
Is that a love handle you got there?
Yeah, it is.
As a matter of fact,
he's a real fatty. Was it hard to chase him down?
Oh, this podcast just keeps getting better.
I agree. And not ironically whatsoever. I agree wholeheartedly.
It's hilarious. We're taking
I think it was Amy I was telling. I was like, it probably sounds like to the listener that I'm trying to wrangle you guys in, but I love it.
I actually got a message on Facebook. It was during our comic book segment.
Yeah.
And it was like, I love how frustrated Chuck gets when he's trying to sell you on something. And she sends him, he goes, you whisper in the mic, I hate this. And Chuck's like, no, stick with me.
Stick with me. It gets better. It gets better. Trust me.
Yeah.
Sounds like me in the bedroom.
Right. Yeah. It gets better.
No, I promise.
I just saw this move on the internet. I'm going to blow
gonna
your
be,
mind.
Yeah. It's going to be way cool. Mm.
You would, you jerk.
Yeah. Oh, it's recording too, so you can hear.
Oh yeah, I'm recording now. Get all your end tags in now.
Oh shoot.
You don't got nothing, do you?
End tag. You put me on the pressure.
Yeah.
Put me on the pressure.
Be careful with your P's. Make sure you're off when you're.
Yeah. I remember.
All right. Well, you just said put me under pressure right into the goddamn
under
microphone.
Pressure.
Stop.
I will stop that right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, potato slices. Yeah, it's not a good one. I'm sorry.
Come on. You work here. You can show up without a shirt.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's going to bat an eye.
On this show?
Nobody's going to bat an eye.
Yeah.
Hello.
Is this James?
Yes, it is.
What's going on, brother?
Is this James?
Well, I was taking a guess because I had to kind of almost blindly dial the numbers.
So
I was taking
yeah.
a guess.
Okay.
I may have gotten one of them wrong.
Well, I was equally as apprehensive to answer. I was like, I don't know if this is going to be the guys or if this is somebody trying to sell me some crap.
Some telemarketer.
Oh, yeah, that's why he was like, yeah, it's like, it's James. Oh, come out!
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's these guys. Crap. I was hoping it was just the telemarketer. I could just hung up.
I could just blow them off.
Yep. As I said before, this is exactly why I always do this show on my own.
Yeah. He's got bad knees. It's not his fault.
Yeah. Sometimes you end up even groggier after you get all that extra sleep.
Right.
And, which is so weird to me, but I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah, the whole... That's definitely a design flaw I need to take up with the creator. Wait a second.
Right. And you know what's funny, too, is they...
You mean I can overcharge the human body?
Right.
The thing I'm most concerned with now is I'm hoping I'm not contagious.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping that, like, everybody I meet in the next 24 or 48 hours is not also going to have to go to urgent care. And my urgent care called me last night.
What?
I went to urgent care Tuesday. I got looked at. They said it wasn't strep. And they gave me some amoxicillin or whatever to knock it out. And then they called me last night to see how I was doing.
I mean, that's nice that they followed up.
My primary care provider doesn't call me. I get blood work done and they lose it and I never hear about it ever again. Last time I was there, they're like, do you want to get, sexual disease, the STD testing? Or I'm like, yeah, might as well. Sure, I don't think I have anything, but it'd be nice to know kind of thing. Never heard another thing.
Aww.
Ever again.
Like, I had that done actually recently because I went to the lady doctor.
Sure.
And they're like, hey, you want us to check for all this stuff too? And I'm like, well, you're down there.
Right.
You might as well. And plus, I mean, I was very calm.
It's not like you've been around or anything like that, but it'd be nice to, you know.
Well,
I don't think so, but it'd be nice to have a medical professional tell me I'm right.
Yeah. And like, I was fairly confident that I didn't have chlamydia, but it's always nice to hear.
Yes.
You don't have chlamydia. And you're like, hey, all right now. Sweet. Yes.
It's always nice to hear.
It is.
Give it down to Munzee. He really knows how to work these records.
He'd be in a Tony Hawk game.
Yeah.
I want to play as Munzee.
Yeah, Munzee.
Yeah.
I unlocked the secret character Munzee.
Woo!
I wish I knew more skateboard like moves that I could say I did a 360 tail whip with a kiss or whatever.
Yeah, I love that. Now I feel like you've got a new move. You got to reverse engineer what the
come out. Yeah, I'm like, okay, well, how do I do it with the kiss? I'm blowing a kiss as I'm doing the tail. But tail whip is a bike move already, so.
I don't think we've ever had this discussion, and this is great for end tag use. I rode a skateboard as a kid. Did you guys ride skateboards at all?
I tried, but I was horrible.
So I
had to resort to BMX.
One time, fell, never again.
No, just decided, nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Realized that gravity and I have a complicated relationship. Always have, always will.
Yeah.
Last thing I need to do is put wheels under me.
I couldn't jump the damn thing. Like, there wasn't an ollie. I couldn't even do an ollie.
Dude, I couldn't even ride down the driveway.
No, yeah. Me neither. No. And we had like a really cracky driveway when I was a kid too. So
yeah.
I mean, like, it was probably not the best place to try and learn. So yeah, I bit it in my driveway and then just that thing stayed in the, sit in the garage till my mom sold the house.
My dad used mine to move furniture.
Nice.
Nice.
It was a furniture mover. I hope you don't mind. I used your skateboard to move a couch.
Oh, come on. Charge him rent.
Well, I hope he didn't scrape up that, the duct tape. No, what is it? The sandpaper tape on top. Whatever. Oh, yeah, yeah, grip yeah. tape. There
yeah,
we go.
The grip tape.
Yeah, when I had to buy my custom and had actually put the grip tape on myself.
I covered mine in Ninja Turtle stickers, and it is somewhere in my mom's basement.
Did
so,
you?
It's yeah, still around? The wheels are gone. So because I took the wheels off so it could be a hoverboard after.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
But
yeah. Now that I can get behind. Right,
a
there.
Hoverboard. Yeah. Yeah. I remember riding it to like someplace like down to the corner store or something like that. And after about 5 minutes of it, like your feet after the of riding it, you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm 8 years old. And
so it obviously wasn't a longboard, right? It was like
it was not.
OK.
No.
For some reason, I feel like I could get into longboarding.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, the road's here. Where the hell am I going to ride it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'll end up in, you know, 2 feet from hell because I'm going to fall into a pothole.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Sarah used to, well, I mean, I guess you don't live over there anymore, but she used to go down to Dodge Park all the time. Remember Sarah from Promotions?
Yeah, I remember Sarah. Yeah. At her skateboard?
Yeah, she does longboarding.
Oh, okay.
And she used to take it to Dodge Park all the time.
I used to ride my bike at Dodge Park all the time.
Nice.
Hit the jumps and almost kill myself.
Almost wipe out.
Yep. And that's when I hung up the BMX bike career.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. I'm not cut out for crashing.
I've been like right there at 18 Mile where the roundabout is, and that's it. I've never actually gone in and explored.
Well,
Dodge
I haven't
Park.
Been in there in years, and they've done a lot of changes.
Yeah, they've got that amphitheater out there now.
Yeah, I haven't. Who knows what goes on in that park now?
Who knows what's going on there? Anyway.
All right, I think we're ready.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've all got a
lot of
that's
a good little warm-up exercise.
Yeah.
You are most likely to get unfriended by me on Facebook on your birthday, I find, because like the
because
notification comes up. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, James's birthday. I'm like, I don't fucking talk to James. Delete.
Yeah.
And when you submit it, you have 24 hours to complete sending it back or, you know, well, do something. I don't know.
Or your MacBook will self-destruct.
Right, exactly. So
I was going to say, it sounds like some Mission Impossible shit.
Right there. So I had to do it that day. I didn't. I couldn't do like, well, I'm busy today. I'll do it
tomorrow.
So he had
to strap himself up to like one of those rock climbing kits, and he had to string himself down the ceiling of Kinko's so he could drop the package off in the
not
bin.
Not happy.
The people at Kinko's are like, oh, another one of these.
They're like, sir, we have a front door. You could have just came in normally. You were open 24 hours.
All right.
Well, hey, how's it going? It's...
Oh.
You.
No, go ahead.
You dick. All right.
Masterfully done.
Thank you. Thank
I enjoyed that very much.
I'm glad I got to start off this recording session with a little bit of a smile.
Yeah.
thanks for giving me another end tag there. Awesome.
I like how when you potted all up all the... the pots. You left mine down all the way?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
It's right there.
It's the one in the middle. And initially, it was all the way down. Now it is again.
No, that's
now
Al.
Now it's back.
That's Al.
Yeah.
What?
You're getting fake upset about something. You don't even know.
Okay, why would I actually be upset about that, though?
I don't know.
I know it's not going to be long-lived.
And then we found out that it was actually mine, and he went, oh, okay.
Exactly. It was like, oh,
so
well,
that's it's, right, it's that's not right. Justice that's in Jefferson's mind.
That's true.
It's just Jefferson.
You can take away Al's voice. That's fine.
But
right. You're like, it's just your problem now.
Yeah, well, certainly not the... It's just sort of a silver lining from only my perspective. Hey.
Oh, hey!
There's the Jefferson.
Still fisting cupcakes.
Oh, look at that.
Who wants the cupcake? You guys are going to fight to the death. I'm just kidding. They're both for you.
I was actually real curious because he came in with two of them. I was like, okay, one's for Jefferson. Who does he give the other one to?
No, I'm joking. They're for you guys. There's so many out there. I don't even.
There are a lot of cupcakes. What are they out
but
there
But do you guys
for?
Really want the cupcakes? Or?
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, then I will eat one of them.
I'll eat one of them too then.
There you go.
Okay. We got chocolate and vanilla.
Surprise me. That seems appropriate. I am the vanilla one here.
Yep, that's what I was thinking.
God damn it, this fucking mic stand.
So welcome to Nerd Radio. How's it going, Al?
It was going through my head, the debate of whether or not to eat that thing.
Wow.
On the show or not. Yeah, I did do that one time. I was broadcasting. Thank you very much.
I'll just turn that microphone off.
No, one time I was broadcasting from from Comerica Park, and it was for like the Winter Classic stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a big one right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the coldest freaking event I think I've ever been to.
Yeah. It was cold. Luckily for me, we were inside of one of the restaurant bar things inside the park. So right. We were inside. Bastard. Yeah, I know. But I had ordered this giant plate of nachos, and so I was like, I'm going to talk about where I am.
I think I bored up this.
You might have. I don't know. But I just like took a big thing of nacho. I said on the air, I was just like, oh, this might be kind of fun bits. I'm like, yeah, we're broadcasting live and whatever the fuck this place is called. And, you know, I got the nachos. He's like, I tell you, I got the nachos. And I took a big put and right in the mouth. They're delicious. Like, I did that. And then like, as soon as I took the bite, I was like, I didn't figure out how I'm going to get out of this. So I got this, like, and I was a big bite for the effect. It's not like I took a little tiny crunch and then could easily just, no, I had a mouthful of food and I had to somehow get out of this.
Figure out how to swallow it down so you could talk properly.
Or at least I think I made the decision during the break, because if I had thought of it ahead of time, I could have said something to like, all right, if it was you or whoever the board op was, like, listen, I'm going to take a bite of food.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it's delicious. As soon as you hear that,
hit the song. We're done.
A little bit of planning would have been perfect. It was a commercial break, so it wasn't like there was music on. No, it was like I had to say, we're going to come back after, whatever.
We're going to come back. And
right. What I was remembering, I think you were at a Bagger Dave's, and they had just brought you your food while you were in the middle of a break. You're like, yeah, when we're going to,
That sounds like Al.
That was the Rudolph Street or whatever incident.
Yes, Randolph. Where route is this? Jefferson, before we get started, have you seen Deadpool 2?
Yes, I have.
Have you seen Solo?
No, I have not seen Solo.
Okay. No, I keep figuring out what we're all going to talk about.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, all right.
But I had a conversation with Carlini about Tiberius, the Roman emperor, who was the uncle of Caligula, if you want to touch on that.
Oh, wow.
That sounds fascinating. And I didn't fall asleep at all while you were mentioning all that.
Let's see if we can pull her away from her on-the-air live show so you can recreate that. That would be fantastic.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you nerds.
Have a great weekend.
See you later, nerds.
I have spoken.
Thanks for making our listeners run away, Al.
That's about time.
That'll fill out the episode nicely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.